Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
I have 10 kids, 5 boys and 5 girls. Wow. My oldest is 18. My youngest is 2. And anybody who has C-sections, those things hurt. I didn't know how much pain I was actually in. When I did carnivore, a few days in, I wake up and my knees don't hurt. Hey, everybody, all I did was eat meat. I feel so good. I was just like, okay, I'm going to just find more people. And I think this is how I ran into your channel. I've been doing the carnivore diet. I put on size 10 jeans and they fit. I haven't fit size 10 in like 16, 17 years. I was 250 pounds. I'm 80 pounds now. I just feel so great. And I want everybody to feel this good, but they won't listen. If you really want to do the carnivore diet, make sure you're eating enough fat or just butter with your steaks. We're being poisoned and our cure is beef. It's so easy, so simple.
Does humanity need healing?
Yes, it so desperately needs healing.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I'm thankful, grateful, blessed to have Aaron on the channel. How's it going, Aaron?
Good. I'm excited to be here.
Nice, awesome. I'm excited to have you. I want to hear more about your carnivore story, sort of your journey, your background. But first, I have to ask you about your name because it's hilarious.
Yeah, you gotta.
I've seen it in the comments, and as an immature 44-year-old, that I think part of the reason is I have goats myself, and they're kind of crazy. But your YouTube channel, your name, your handle is Booby Goats. Can you explain that a little bit, or how did you come about that name?
Okay, so we moved to Middle Tennessee from Dayton, Ohio back in 2018, and we got goats because it's family property and they let it like totally get overgrown. And so because of that, I was out feeding the goats. I come back in and my 3-year-old singing to the brand new baby, and she's like, booby goats, make your life come true, be." And I was like, I need a name for my YouTube channel. That is awesome. I'm going to use it.
It is awesome. I love that. It's so memorable. How can you forget it? It's funny.
I know. And it's fun to say.
I've watched a couple of your videos and you started out, hey, Booby Goaters.
Yeah. What's up, Booby Goaters?
That's really cool. All right. So, Aaron, can you tell us what led you to carnivore diet?
Okay. So, I have 10 kids. I have 5 boys and 5 girls. Wow. And my last one, yeah. Yeah. That's why we moved to the country. Okay, well anyway, the last one was, she was a C-section. I've never had a C-section before. And I was like 260 pounds before having her. And then after with the C-section, usually like a month later, I'd lose about 20 pounds. I hadn't lost the weight. And she's like 4 months old by now, and I'm kind of like getting kind of depressed about it, but not so mad because I'm usually a pretty chill person. So I've been having a good time or whatever. I'm nervous. We can edit that out. But so I'm sitting on the couch watching YouTube with the baby, and I'm like healing from the C-section. And anybody who has C-sections, those things hurt. They're awful and terrible. And if my first kid was a C-section, I'd only have one kid. That's how bad they are. Like, honestly. But anyway, I'm on the couch. I'm watching a lot of homesteading stuff. And one guy mentions the carnivore diet. And I'm like, what is this carnivore diet? And then, like, I get Dr. Barry, like, in a thumbnail. And I have nothing else to watch. So I'm like, okay, I'll click on it. And I start going down this carnivore diet rabbit hole. And I'm like, so you're telling me I basically don't have to exercise or anything. And I'm going to lose maybe 20 pounds in the first 30 days. Game on. And so I started watching like Laura Spath, and I needed electrolytes. So I used her little electrolyte code, the element thing, because you could buy like a cheap pack and then you could get like 15 extra ones. So that gave me 30 days because this is like the month before I start. So I'm going to start. Lent started March 3rd, 2023. And so I was like, that's the day. That's my day. That I'm going to do that. So I was just getting prepared mentally. And I think that's a good thing. And I think people should do that before they start the diet at all. And I was like, okay, game day. So it was Lent. I had eggs. And then for dinner, I did salmon patties, which is salmon and eggs. And I fried them up in butter. Boom, did it. It was kind of easy. I did complain to my kids. I was like, man, if I was like, smoke cigarettes or something, I'd feel like I was fiending for one. Like, it felt weird. Like, it was a weird day. Like, not doing the carbs at all. It was weird. It was weird. I don't even know how to explain that. And I was like, okay. So, a few days in, I wake up and my knees don't hurt. And I'm like, well, I'm like 38, so I'm over 30s. And I was like, well, my knees hurt all the time. So, that's weird. And I was able to do squats all the way down to the ground and back up. And I was like, dang, I'm feeling good. What is this? And a few days after that, I've always had back pain, but I didn't know that it was so bad. Like, I had it because I carried like 10 kids. Yeah, you're going to have lower back pain. But like, it was gone. And I was like, oh man, I'm feeling really good. And I really don't know how to tell people about this because this is kind of like taboo or something, saying like, hey everybody, all I did was eat meat. I feel so freaking good. Like, it was insane. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fun. And after the 30 days, I did drop like 20 pounds. And I was like, okay, this is awesome. And before I weighed myself on my 30th day, I made sure I ordered more element, you know, or just electrolytes in general. So I had enough for 30 more days. And I kept doing carnivore as long as I had electrolytes. And so we fast forward to May, and my parents are having like their 40th reunion. I'm like, I'm gonna show up. Everybody's gonna be like, oh my God, what happened to you? And the only person that did was my sister-in-law, which is totally cool. Cause like my parents are meeting a lot of people and they, you know, I was there with the kids, whatever. And she was like, dang girl, what have you been doing? And I was like, I've been doing this thing called the carnivore diet. And I was really excited because I wanted to tell my older brother about it, because he was in the Iraq wars twice, two tours, and he has a lot of PTSD and he likes to drink a lot of beer and stuff. And I was like, I have a story to tell you, because I used to love IPAs and making my own beer too. So like not during pregnancy and stuff, but like on the off times. And I would like love fermenting and doing stuff like that. But when I did carnivore, I totally didn't drink at all. And so at the party, it was a party vibe or whatever. And like, I had like a little bit of a dirty margarita. I got a headache right away. And I was like, no, never again. I'm not doing this. But I wanted to tell my brother about it because I can't drink while I'm full on carnivore. Like, I'm totally full. I didn't want to do it. So she goes, your brother's been doing carnivore. And I was like, yeah, right. He's probably just doing low carb. And yeah, that's what he was doing. And I ran into my aunt and uncle that came up as a surprise from Jersey. No, they're New York. From New York. And they came with my aunt and uncle from Jersey. The ones from New York have been on the carnivore diet. And my aunt, she cured her type 2 diabetes. And she also had a stroke. Well, the whole left side of her face was numb. she's been doing carnivore 6 months and she can move and everything. And she's like, this stuff is so awesome. And then she told me about like more people to watch on YouTube, like Kelly Hogan and all those people. And I was like, yeah, maybe I'll watch him. I don't know. So when we get back, I was like on YouTube, like maybe I should just like stop watching all these homesteading people because I'm pretty bad at it too. I can make my chickens happy and get eggs from them every day. Cause like I was down with carnivore cause I could do that. I already had the eggs and I could just buy like frozen beef patties and live off of that. And I was, and I've done that because my kids aren't carnivore, but they're getting there. We're slowly transitioning them. My husband's done it for 2 weeks, but he's more of low carb because he really likes his Dr. Pepper. Mm. And he was like, you know, he was like kind of grumpy about it. He was like, did you know in the last 2 weeks I've lost 20 pounds because I've stopped eating the breads? And I was like, that is awesome for you. You should probably think about drinking water. And he's like, at least he's doing it. So right. He's slowly getting into it. And I thought, okay, so I'll go home, I'll watch more carnivores. And just, you know, I think it's good to have a community of people to watch, even if it's just not even entertaining, like on lives and stuff, live streams, but it's good to listen to people's stories. It's good just to see them every, like some days or almost every day. It depends. Like I like to get pumped about stuff. Like I've never in my life did I think I was going to eat sardines. But when Dr. Barry was like,
quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
We're missing out on our iodine, and I'm not going to drop iodine droplets in my mouth or my coffee. Gross. So I'm going to figure out how to eat sardines. And I had to like watch a ton of people and just get pumped about it. So I like before I ate them. And now I do it on my channel because I'm like, what do you do carnivore? Like either you interview people or you eat meat maybe on TV.
Sardine challenge.
Yeah, I did a few of those. But I was just like, okay, I'm going to just find more people. And I think this is how I ran into your channel. You were suggested and I think you were out in like a barn or something with your wife. And it was the first time Jen was trying carnivore and she was talking about how her stomach hurts so bad. And I was like, I must be lucky because my flu thing that I got in the 30 days, first 30 days, I was a little tired, but I thought maybe I wasn't eating enough. So I'd eat more, but maybe that was it. But I've had gestational diabetes with like 6 of my kids. So with my last one, I had it. So I ate like I usually normally ate during gestational diabetes, which is just I would eat meat, vegetables, cheese. Maybe I would have peanuts or something because I didn't know better. I never looked up stuff. I've heard about keto, but I never like actually looked into it because my mom loves to do all the diets. So she's done like all the diets. So I don't want to like do that around my kids and talk about dieting all the time. But this one's a little different. And I love talking about this one because 6 months in, all of a sudden, I'm walking through the hallway, through a doorway, and I don't have to stop, go back, and figure out why I'm walking through this doorway in my house to get what I'm getting. I'm like, hold up, what's going on? Did I just, my brain, is it fixed now? I don't have that problem anymore. It's like, all of a sudden, I'm thinking about, how did I live? I don't even know how I got to here because my brain fog was intensely heavy.
Right.
Like, it was like, what? And I used to have like the worst anxiety, just like calling people, talking on the phone, going into like places with tons of people. Oh, it was awful. I never like took anything for it because I'm not really like a pill taken person. I don't like to listen to what people tell me to do. I just do what feels great, natural, usually. And I was just like, it's gone. I don't mind going to like a park full of a ton of people with a ton of kids. I know where my kids are. I'm not nervous about this at all. I used to be totally nervous about it. And so, and now I'm noticing like moms in stores, you know, they get kind of like, kids. And I'm like, what? Just love it. It's short. It's short-lived. It really is how fast they grow and go. Because my oldest is 18 and my youngest is 2. So that was her graduating, going to college now. That was fast. So I'm like, right now, my perspective has totally changed. I'm just like, I'm just living it. And it's fun. I feel bad that half my kids grew up with like a different mom that was kind of like just doing the day-to-day, figuring out what I'm going to eat next or what the kids are going to have next. Now I'm just like, you guys like hard-boiled eggs? And they're like, yes, we love them. And like when they come home from school, I got some hot dogs and hard-boiled eggs for you guys. And they're down with it. They don't care. They love it. And kids naturally love butter too. They're just like, go for it. So I'm just trying to, what I've been doing with their plates lately for dinner and stuff, I just like cook it up with like a ton of meat and just like a little bit of vegetables, if at all any. They get kind of suspicious when I don't put other things on the plate, but they don't eat the other things. They're just kind of feed it to the chickens, like the rice and potatoes and stuff. So it's just, we're slowly getting there, which is awesome. And I'm so glad, because the way I felt like this whole time until I did carnivore, my kids probably feel that now. And I want them to feel better. And it's right. So easy. All you have to do is eat meat. Yeah. It's so crazy too. It's like all these people in interviews I watch, we all come to the same conclusion that we're being poisoned and our cure is beef. It's so easy. So simple.
So easy. Wow. So much of what you said is pretty awesome. I'm just the brain fog that you mentioned before. It sounds like you had it as bad as I did, where you walk into a room or whatever. I remember at one time, I was in my car going somewhere and I was several miles from home. And I'm like, where the hell am I going? What am I doing?
Yes. And I've had that. I've been like that since I was 10.
Yeah. And that was one of my big carnivore epiphanies afterwards. I was like that my whole life before doing carnivore, and it gradually got worse and worse. But I believe the majority of people on the standard American diet, which is pretty much everyone, they're walking around like that. It's almost like you're walking around with a bunch of drunk people. Like, you get in your car, where am I? What am I doing? How did I get here? Like I have dementia or Alzheimer's or something. It's crazy. And it was just the foods I was eating. That is the biggest like turnaround on carnivore for me. It sounds like for you and so many people that you don't anticipate, where you're like, whoa, this is what it feels like to think clearly and normally. It's kind of crazy.
It's super awesome and nice.
So you have 10 children. What an amazing blessing. 10 kids. Do you have any twins or triplets in there?
No, they're all about 18 to 22 months apart. I think my furthest is 2 years apart, and they have the same birth month, and they're like one day away from each other.
Wow. That is awesome. Just for those watching, some don't know, but my wife and I have triplets plus one. And you mentioned a C-section earlier. Jen obviously had a C-section with the triplets. And you are absolutely right. That is no joke. Hers was like so bad, probably because she had triplets too. But she didn't get to see the triplets for 3 days. Like they took them out of her stomach and they showed them to her. And then they were down in the neonatal intensive care because triplets are premature. They were born at 30 weeks. So I got to meet our children alone before she did, which was kind of heartbreaking for her. But yeah, C-sections are no joke. I remember she was kind of saying, hey, when you do that C-section too, can you do a little bit of like tummy tuck, like take a little bit of the extra out sort of thing? They didn't do that. They just took the baby.
That's funny.
on the children thing, that is one of my biggest regrets, is the fact that I was in that brain fog, drunken state most of my adult life. And then I had depression and anxiety and a bunch of other issues. But you mentioned anxiety too. The fact that I did that for so many years, and it's like they're all grown up now. Like the triplets, they're seniors in high school. They're going to be going to college. They're going to be moving out. And it just happened so quickly. I don't know. This is a question I have for you, Aaron, as I'm rambling here. I feel like on carnivore, I'm able to be more present and in the moment, whereas before I was in that brain fog. But also before, I was always like, well, what are we going to do next? What's next? What's tomorrow? What's next week? And you never lived in the moment. So I feel like I missed a lot of my children's childhood because of that sort of mindset.
It's like I got this great big inhale and exhale, and I can just enjoy, and I love it. I love it. And I never thought ever would I ever feel like that, you know, like just carnivore is amazing. Can I sell it some more? Can everybody just try it? I like the 30-day thing because it's the hook that catches you, and then you're reeling it in the rest of the way.
Yes. Yeah,
because you don't want to quit.
Anything. I'm just gonna say, anyone watching this now, you could do anything for 30 days. Do you feel like, Aaron, there's something special about you, or you're different that you were able to do this for 30 days? Because a lot of people tell me I could never do that for 30 days.
The only special thing about it was that I think before I just decided to prepare before I did it, and that's it. Like, honestly, it doesn't need to be special. It doesn't. Nobody has to be special. If you're full, you're not going to eat the other stuff, you know, like it's in my house still, like a bunch of the junk. Cause my husband, we don't really get rid of it, but we'll feed it to the chickens and stuff, but it doesn't bother me because I'm full and I'm satisfied, and I don't want my lower back to hurt again. I didn't know how much pain I was actually in. My mom does it. My mom does carnivore sometimes, but she'll do it like sometimes, and then she'll be like, but I really like this and I'll eat that. And then she'll complain about sciatic pain and stuff. And I'm like, Mom. And she was like, how do you even do it that long? And I'm like, I don't want to be in pain. I hate it. I hate pain. I used to think I was really good and pain tolerant. Apparently I'm not, because I cannot eat anything different than meat.
I have the same thing, the lower back pain that you mentioned. And for me, I thought, this is an injury I had when I was foolish and I was younger and I lifted something weird. It's a slip disc. I'm going to have this forever. And it was a couple of weeks into carnivore, it went away, and it was just inflammation. Happened for you as well. And so many people I've talked to have said that same thing. It's so weird because you know the pain's there on some cases, and then in other cases, you don't. It becomes normal, like years and years of suffering the same pain. You forget about it a little bit more, and you don't realize it's there till it's gone, kind of thing. I love your advice about getting prepared for carnivore, because so many people screw that up. And I think that's why they mess up. I get so many people on my channel. They're like, I'm starting this right now. And I'm like, no, stop. Wait.
Don't.
People have legitimate questions. And there's so much great info out there. Like you mentioned Dr. Barry. I think I watched about 1,000 of that guy's videos.
Oh, yeah.
People are carnivore, just Google it, like Dr. Barry cholesterol or fiber or whatever. All those answers are out there, but you shouldn't start it till you know what you're doing. Because I see a lot of people that start it and they're actually doing carnivore, but they're suffering and they're weak and they're tired and they're fatigued. And then I talk to them more and they're eating chicken breast. And it's like, you gotta have more fat. You're not having any fat. You're trying to serve. You're going to get, what is it? Rabbit starvation or whatever they call it, from not eating enough fat. And so there's nuances to it that I think a lot of people don't understand. What advice do you have for people that are like, I want to do what you're doing, Aaron? What would you tell them?
Well, stock up on burger patties, man, and make a bunch. I, I don't care if they're cold when I'm hungry. I don't care if I have to cook them. They're great to have. But if you really want to do the carnivore diet, make sure that you're eating enough fat with it, or just butter with your steaks. And it's not a diet, so don't get in the diet mindset. Actually, eat until you're comfortably stuffed, and make sure you're getting sometimes I go for the fattier burger meat. Sometimes I really want ground beef, or lately though, I've been thinking about really thick steaks. But anyway, it's make sure you eat enough till you're stuffed. Like, it actually works. It actually works. I was 250 pounds. I'm 80 pounds now. My journey, I'm, 17 months. I don't even count the days I tried for you. And I think I was 560, maybe 560-ish.
Right around the same time. You said yeah. March. That's when I started too. I used to talk about it all the time. And now I've got an app. 554 right now. I started March 20th, 2023. So we started around the same time.
Yeah, March 3rd. Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that did that started YouTube too because of that, more of it around the same time. They go, I started in March. And I'm like, hey, so did I. Yay.
The burger patties, I'll do videos and people are like, oh, Mr. Rich Guy eating steak all the time. I just want people to understand this. I don't eat steak all the time. If I'm going to film something for YouTube, it's going to be a steak versus my 450th burger patty. But every single day, I for breakfast, probably for 400 days in a row, I had ground beef and scrambled eggs every single day. It's not
that
as
is the best. It is the best because it keeps you full all day.
Right?
All day.
They're like, Aaron, how can you do that? That's so boring. You're just going to eat ground beef and eggs every single day.
But it's really good. I dream about that stuff.
It's every time I eat it, 300th time, I'm not hyping this up. I look forward to it. My body's like, yes, that's what you need. I feel good. I'm not eating it boring. It's this again. It seems like something happens on carnivore where you stop eating for amusement and entertainment like a drug addict would, oh, I got to have my beer. I got to have my sugars. And it switches and I'm just eating to fill me up. I appreciate it. I don't get me wrong. I love a huge fatty ribeye for sure. I'm excited.
I like to shop when they're all discounted on sale. I go early Sunday morning and I hit it before the grandmas do. And I'll pick it up. I got a really nice thick ribeye and I cooked it yesterday and I was like, this is what dreams are made of.
It never gets old.
No, it doesn't. I had to, my kids requested spaghetti probably. And I home make it. So I was fine, I'll make it because I still have flour and stuff. So I made spaghetti. And while making it the whole time, I'm like, this doesn't feel like food. I can't wait to make some burger patties the whole time.
Right.
It's just so much extra work too when you have to do stuff for if they request something different like that. Yeah. But I have to do it. I have to put it in because if I don't, I got to avoid all that. I hate being a food detective for them sometimes. I absolutely hate it, but I have to do it, especially if they want it. Oh, or make it myself, which is, it takes a lot of time. I love just hey, why can't we just eat meat? And then my husband buys them crackers or chips on a Friday or something. I'm like, why don't you just get them meat? Because they're just throwing it on the floor. And they do. Kids make messes because they won't eat it. They don't normally eat it anyway. And I'm like, get some bacon, make a little bacon twists and cook them up for the kids. Cause they love that. I love twisting the bacon and just cooking it for them. Cause they absolutely love it. It's just in its different form for some reason. If it's different, it's awesome.
Yeah. The whole food detective thing. I did a video a while back and some people were getting mad at me, but whatever. There's a couple YouTubers and that's all they do is they'll go and they mean well, and they're doing a pretty good job, but they'll go to the grocery store and they'll try to find things that we can eat. And they're literally detectives, oh, nope, can't do this. And it's 9 out of 10 you can't eat because it's got some weird food dye in it or seed oils or whatever.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I didn't know about peanut butter because I didn't really, I didn't know about this stuff. So I'm sitting there in the grocery aisle, every freaking can of peanut butter. Why can't it just be peanuts? that are crushed. Why does it have to be all crazy? Like, it was so frustrating. I was like, I cannot be a crunchy mom. This is too hard. Let's just get bacon.
Yeah. There's something to it though, right? Like, it's liberating, it's freeing. There's like food freedom when you just have to eat meat. It's so much less time. Even like you said with spaghetti. If I was making spaghetti, I'd be like, oh, what? Where's the recipe? Oh, I got to go get this spice. I don't have this one. I got to go to the store and get it. It's just like such a big headache. There's always something missing, all the side dishes and all that stuff.
I kind of like kicked out all the spice that I'll have basically is salt. And there's some black pepper because my oldest, she likes that stuff. But we had to go buy more spices because she needed spices to cook. And I'm like, come on, you just need salt. Salt and meat. But she's been vegetarian for a while, and I finally got her to at least she's eating chicken. So we're getting a bit of a win with her because she thinks like she'd lose weight and it'd be better. But really, she's just a junkitarian. All she eats is junk food. And she was trying to be like vegan or whatever. But it's just like you're not an athlete and all you're doing is eating tons of carbs and you don't feel good. Like I can see her brain fog and she won't listen to me because apparently I'm a dumb mom. So,
right.
I'm like, I know, lead by example, but for real. Maybe I talk about it too much. I was told I talk about it too much because I feel so good. I'm like, every time I do like a sit down about like the carnivore diet, I want it to be like when I was a kid and I watched a soccer movie and afterwards I was going to kick a ball. But afterwards you guys would just like eat some meat and feel good. So, you know, you're pumped because you're going to get pumped. Like you get energy and you
it's
will
not feel like me. It's hard not to get excited about it when you just have healing like that and tell other people. It's pretty cool, though. You went to that family event, and several people are like, it's already carnivore. It's already carnivore.
I know. I was like, what?
It's so exciting, cool. Right? Did you get any on the opposite end of the spectrum? Have you gotten any criticism from family? Like, what are you doing? This is crazy. You're going to clog your arteries. You can't just eat meat.
No, I didn't really, because my mom, she's like, I've been doing that low-carb thing forever. Not really. I don't think everybody was pretty much chill and cool, so it doesn't really matter what you're doing as long as you're not doing drugs. So we're good.
Did you have any issues when you first started with cravings or?
No, I really didn't because beforehand I already like, for me, because I had gestational diabetes and I was pre-diabetic basically ready to go. I kicked sugar a long time ago. I would just drink like unsweet teas, seltzer water, which was a hard one to get addicted to, but you do get addicted to the bubbly water. Yeah. It tastes so weird in the beginning, but my kids drink it like crazy and it's a little bit pricey. So what I do is I buy the mineral water because it tastes a little funny to them. I think it tastes like salty bubbly water. Mm. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know what we were talking about.
Oh, we were talking about if you get any cravings in the beginning.
I didn't. It was more of just maybe it was cravings because it was this weird rush feeling that I would get a lot, but I didn't have a lot of that because I didn't drink like sugary soda probably, or I'm really not into going and eating out and stuff. I really don't want to do it. My husband loves doing it. I hate it. I think it's a waste of time and money. And I can like cook at home and it tastes way better most of the time. But I didn't have any of those just because I think I cut out a lot of that stuff. And I thought I was doing carnivore wrong because everybody was talking about how they had like bad diarrhea or something in it or they get it. And I was like, where's my carnivore diarrhea? Am I even doing this right? And my son was like, yeah, mom, you're probably not doing it right at all.
That's awesome.
And I was thinking about that and I was just like, well, maybe it's because I was eating so well before and the baby was only 4 months old, so it was pretty much easy. Well, it was funny because I exclusively breastfed her, like her diapers changed, like her poopy diapers actually kind of smelled like a cat food diaper. Like a cat, I don't know, like maybe because so much protein. I have right. no idea. But I made sure that I was eating enough too because I was nursing. A lot of people will do carnivore and be nursing or pregnant and they're not eating enough because they think diet. It's lifestyle, guys. Lifestyle.
Yeah. I wish I make the mistake sometimes. I did a little rant video about that. I'm like, this shouldn't even be called a diet anymore. Because one thing that frustrates me is I see people in my family that are suffering. Kind of like you said, where they're like, oh, I got sciatica. Oh, I got this back pain. And it's just inflammation from the foods they're eating. And they'll say to me, oh, I don't feel like I need to do a diet. I don't need to lose that much weight. I'm like, you can lose a lot of weight on carnivore, but it's so much more than that. It's getting rid of the brain fog, getting rid of the anxiety, having the energy. There's so much more to it. It's really like the thing with a diet, the reason I get mad with that is because when I think of a diet, and I think when most people do, they're thinking of, this is a temporary chore I have to do to drop a couple pounds.
Yeah.
Like, it's not carnivore. Carnivore is not temporary. It's natural. It's so natural. You don't have to think about what you're eating. People will say to me like, oh, you did Weight Watchers. You did plant-based. You did calorie counting. You did all these diets. Now carnivore is
going to work. That was my mama. You did them all.
I tell people this one works because unlike all of those, this is the only one that feels completely natural. All of those other ones seem forced and temporary and like I'm never going to be able to sustain this, but I just got to do it to drop a couple pounds. Carnivore, like there's been times during this 550 days where I'm like forgetting to eat. Like, oh my God, it's like 8 o'clock at night. I didn't eat anything today. It's the most natural thing in the world. You don't have to sit there and measure things out or count things.
That's what I like about it. It's so easy. Like back in 2016, I started working at the post office because instead of like going on a diet, I was told if you walk a lot, you'd lose like 40 pounds. And I was like, well, if I'm going to walk, I want to get paid for it. So that's what I'm like. I got to get paid to do these things.
Multitask.
But anyway, I did that and I did lose 40 pounds, but I suffered the whole time. I just like have whole wheat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch and I'd be so hungry afterward. It was right. bad. And then I became pregnant with my seventh child, so they put me on like driving routes and stuff, and I gained my 40 pounds back then some, and then I never lost less than 200 pounds. And when we moved to Tennessee after I had my eighth kid, I just stayed at 230. I think I got up to 260 with him too. And so I was like almost in tears when I hit 200 back in like last September, because I was like, I haven't been 200 in like 6 years. Like, it's crazy. Like me right now, like my daughter, she got a bunch of like jeans and stuff. And she's like, you want to try these on? They're size 10. They might fit you. And I was like, I don't wear 10s. I'm like 22 something. Like, I'm still in that mindset that I'm huge. And I put on these size 10 jeans and they fit. And I was like, what? I haven't fit size 10 in like 16, 17 years. So I love this. I love that. I mean, my journey might be kind of slow and I have a lot of like stall outs and stuff. And I've tried like, you know, starting challenges and I don't know. I do like fasting. I forgot how good fasting was. Like, it makes you feel so good. But yeah. Then again, you got to fast so to get to that good feeling. So right. I don't know, but like I've slowly, my scale broke. And then I was like, well, I got to get a new one. I bought the new one. The new one was broken. So I sent it back and I was like, well, that's the universe then. I guess I don't have a scale anymore. But now things are fitting. Things aren't fitting, which is awesome. Like, this is, and it's a slow, like, what is it, 17 months or something? Like, it's been slow. But I'm going like minus 81 pounds or something like that. I don't know. Like, it's crazy good. And I just feel good. Like, that's the best part about it. Like, I don't even care if I'm losing weight now. I just feel so great. And I want everybody to feel this good. But they won't listen. They never right. listen.
Yeah. It's like, so come sad.
On, I'm not even selling you anything. I'm just saying, right? You know, try this. It's just a try, a test, a run.
Like some it. People get inspired and then other people have to wait till they're just at rock bottom, absolute desperation before they'll end up changing. I used to be okay with that. And then I'm like, I interviewed a couple people. I interviewed Lee Kopis, who lost his colon. And he said, mm-hmm. I would have my colon right now if I was eating this way earlier. It was all from my nutrition. So his advice was, hopefully people don't hit so rock bottom that it's irreversible and they end up with a colostomy bag the rest of their lives, or cancer or something else that's irreversible. But you're right, it's so hard to get people. It's like talking about politics or religion, like trying to get someone to change their religion or something.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. They think it's horrible. I'll do like YouTube shorts and I'll get like a ton of extra subscribers, and then they'll actually click on my stuff and be like, oh, carnivore, unclean, right.
Right.
I'm like, but I just want to share the good news. Let me share some good news with you.
Right. My thing too was, I used to be so hyped about carnivore. Obviously I still am, but I feel like it's not just that we're eating meat. I feel like it's because we're returning to what is natural. Like the natural state humans have probably been in since the start of time. Everyone thinks that's so crazy because they look at the grocery store and there's 60,000 products, and you could just go on your phone and you can click this and someone will deliver food to your house, and there's just food everywhere our whole lives. But I feel like it's returning to what's natural is why we're healing so much. The healing I've heard from people has just been incredible. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and people that are too scared to get on and just share their story, please just do it. Just share your story, even if it's like mine is. I feel like mine's really boring and lame, but it's a story nevertheless, and I want people to hear it because I feel so good. I want you to feel good, you know? Like, I just want you to.
Yeah, no, your story is awesome, and it's cool because it's going to resonate with people that can relate to you more than they can relate to me or relate to somebody else. I think that's why it's so cool getting as many stories out there as we can. I wanted to ask you a little bit more. When I was a couple months in, my daughter Emma and I saw some of these sardine challenges, and it was the first time I ever had sardines, and I'm a big baby. I'm like, this is gross. There's like bones in that. Like, what am I doing here? But Emma and I ate it. And it was good. Like I said, if I closed my eyes and ate that, I would have been like, did I just eat like a can of tuna? Like, what's going on? It really wasn't weird or bad, but I haven't done it ever since then. And now my buddy Bill in Alaska did a sardine fast, and he swears it's like life-changing. It's incredible. Like his results he's seen from doing a sardine fast. And Anita from Ketogenic Woman, she's done a bunch of those as well. You've done some stuff with sardines. What can you tell me a little bit about that? How did that come about and how did it make you feel?
Today's video is sponsored proudly by ButcherBox. They recently launched a new initiative where you can support your local USA American farmers. Support American farmers with this new US pasture-raised beef from ButcherBox. This is USDA choice meat. Look at this ribeye, it's absolutely fantastic. The cows are never in feedlots. They're pasture raised. There's no antibiotics, no hormones. You're supporting a local American farmer. I get so many people asking me, how can I do that? Now you can do it with ButcherBox. There's more details, including a really special offer if you use the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching. Now back to today's video.
Well, I really wanted to do sardine challenge. I wanted to do that because I was like, oh, so it's basically like fasting, but when you're hungry, you just eat a sardine. Okay. But I had to really watch a lot of people eat them before I did. I don't know why there's a stigma on sardines, maybe because of the bones. And you're all like, can we eat the bones? I literally Googled, can I eat sardine bones? But you can, and it's good, and it's good calcium for you. So when I do the sardine fast, it kind of actually just feels like I'm fasting anyway, like totally fasting, normal, nothing. And although they get kind of gross and you don't eat that many. And when I did a 3-day, and I think I just lost like probably extra inflammation, water weight because I'm not like strict beef carnivore. Sometimes if it's on sale, I'll eat pork, fatty chicken, thighs or whatever. But like when I do chicken and pork, I do get puffier and I need to do something. And the sardine fast, what it does is it just makes you like lose water weight. I think the second day is when you go to the bathroom a lot, you said to pee. That's what it is. It's not anything weird. If you have something weird with sardines and eating too many of them, stop and eat something else. Like eat right. Some beef. Yeah. But it feels like you're just regularly fasting. And I did the 3-day, but I lost like, I guess a pound a day. I did 3 pounds on one. I did 4. I was going to try to do a 30-day because I was like, I like sardines. I can do it. And I kind of quit day two because I got some ribeye on a really great deal, and I wanted the ribeye better. I'm like, why suffer? The weight's going to come off when it comes off. I'm going to enjoy.
Right. It's kind of cool, though, because you have it sort of as a tool, maybe if you wanted to use it in the future. I did a couple fasts, not sardine, just regular fasts. And you're right. Like, wrapping my brain around doing another fast, I'm like, nah, I'm good. But then on the flip side, when I did that fast, I felt so incredible and progressively better and better day after day, which is so weird. Like, I felt stronger on day five, having eaten nothing, than I did on the first day of the fast. It's so weird how that works. But again, I feel like it's natural. Like, humans, since the start of time, we probably fasted a lot because we just didn't have food at our fingertips like we do now, that we just take for granted kind of thing.
Yep. Yeah, so, it's all mental. It's all mental.
Right. I have a question. So we're talking about your story. We're doing this documentary, Healing Humanity. How has your perspective changed on the world in general? Do you look at things differently when you go to the grocery store? Or, if I make it short and sweet, does humanity need healing?
Yes. It so desperately needs healing. It needs to hear this. You guys need to stop eating the ultra processed. And I know it's hard to, like, read your labels, or just, I wish I knew probably more about nutritional stuff like this, but I didn't. And I think we're just all guessing right now at this point, but I'm thinking that this back to natural stuff is actually where it's at. So I think that the humanity needs it. When I go shopping, I try to stay just like, I go in there and I go straight to the meat section. I'm like, what's on sale? What can I get good this week? I'm always like that. But then, like, my husband likes to go into the aisles, and I was like, no, we're staying out of the aisles, please. Because he was like, quit talking about this has soybean oil, this has this. And I was like, well, I have to, because now I'm trained to look for everything and I don't want to. Can we just buy them some fruit? So I get a bunch of frozen fruit for the kids because that lasts longer. I think it would, but it doesn't, and maybe a day. They always get the fruit first. That's like, even when you do this with kids, they will eat all the fruit first, and then they'll go to the meat and stuff after. And they're always like that because they know what's sweet.
Yeah.
And I think it's weird too that everybody's having, like, sugary desserts at night and stuff too. It's like, it's crazy. You don't need that. I actually grew up in a family where, well, there were 9 of us. I had 7 brothers, and we just, like, the sweet parts of the month, maybe if it wasn't October, you look forward to, you know, Halloween and stuff, but that would be it, or Easter or Christmas and things. But, like, we'd have cake, like, on their birthdays, and that was it. But, like, my husband, I guess his family, he looked at me when I told him that, and he was like, did you guys grow up poor? And I was like, no, my mom just didn't want to sugar it up all the time.
Right.
And there's just too much sugar. And I was like, and please stop buying the Little Debbies, because we all know they're just oil. Please stop.
Right. Well, it's crazy. I used to do it too, but the thought now, I sound like a snob or something, but the thought of having, like, a big sweet dessert before bed, literally, I get a little sick. Like, really think I would, just because of the way my body's changed, I haven't had any sugar. I think I would get sick to my stomach. I'd probably end up in the hospital or something. Like,
plus, it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good to be like, guy making Healing Humanity movie.
Yeah. Stroking out. I've heard so many stories from people too, where they're like, yeah, I did carnivore for like a year and I tested something a little sweet, like a piece of pie at Thanksgiving. Every single one of them, they're like, it was horrible. It was so sweet, like your taste buds changed or something. So I've heard enough horror stories now where I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to, I don't want to.
I gave you a horror story, because I didn't think I was going to do carnivore forever, because it was before, like, my brain fog lifted. And my mom, she was like, try some of this acorn squash, just a little bit. And the whole night, my stomach was like, squeeze, 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 squeeze. It was awful. I couldn't sleep. And I was like, yeah, that's it. I'm just always meat. Never Thanks, again. Mom. Never again. Okay. It's I guess it's good in a way, just to be like, if you were curious, now you know. Don't do it. Don't
right.
do it. Don't
good
do
lesson.
it.
What What has your brother's experience been? You mentioned you were going to try to get him on carnivore, and then you found out he already was.
I didn't really get to talk to him much about it, but it seems to me he's just eating meat still and having like the beers at night or something. I don't know. I just wanted to like be like, hey, let me tell you the good news. But he already knew the good news, but he wasn't eating. I don't think he's eating enough, because if you eat enough, you wouldn't be wanting the other stuff.
Right.
So there, everybody, eat more meat, eat a lot of it. Eat till you're full.
I've had, you mentioned the PTSD, and so we're doing this documentary, and then we're doing a series afterwards, and one of the episodes we're going to be doing is all on service men and women and mental health. I interviewed this guy, Arn, who's just turned 80. He found carnivore at 80, and he was just horribly, horribly suicidally depressed for decades. He found carnivore, and he's like, for the first time, I had to have no dark episodes, and I'm happy for the first time. I'm like, how heartbreaking it! It's amazing. And then how heartbreaking it is that he had to go almost his whole life having that. But he's advocating for servicemen and women and veterans with PTSD because it's dismal. It's tragic how many people come back from the Army or from the service and have these mental health issues, PTSD, depression, anxiety. And he's seen people healing just by their diet, just doing a carnivore diet, proper human diet over and over again. So he's pretty fired up about it. It's interesting. I think I've had three vets now that I've talked to. It's the same thing. They went carnivore and their PTSD cleared up. Their depression, anxiety went away.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Do you have any advice for someone that's starting new, or if you were to start over, any mistakes you made along your carnivore journey that you would whisper in your ear if you could travel back in time, or anything you'd do differently or advise people to do?
Well, I probably wouldn't start on Lent because I'm really not a big fish eater on Fridays. And it was really hard to do the fish on Fridays. So I started to just do like hard-boiled eggs and stuff. But also I'd probably tell myself to don't stop taking your electrolytes, because I thought I could stop and just heavily salt stuff because plenty of people online do that and they're fine. So I was like, well, I'll save money, I'll just heavily salt my stuff. No, for like 2 months I was like super tired, and I'm like, what's going on? Why am I this way? Could it be oxalate dumping? Possibly. Could it be that I'm not taking my electrolytes? Yeah, it was right. So keto chow has the kind that if you don't like to like put it in your drink and drink it, like you could take a pill and you're good. And that's what I take every morning. So they sent me a bunch of free ones, so I was like, I'll take them.
I didn't know they had those. I have the keto chow drops, which you got to drink, but I was sick of putting them in a water and like sipping it throughout the day. I just take like a shot of it, like, and it's gross. Yeah. It's like ocean water, but then I'm like, I'm done now.
Yeah, I chug water like crazy, like all the time anyway. So I probably could do it. I really don't care if it's salty water, but it's just so much easier just to take a freaking pill.
Yeah.
Put it down.
It's good advice for people, because it's like, if you're messing up on carnivore, that's usually what it is. You're either not getting enough fat or electrolytes. It's like those two things. But day after day, I keep getting comments from people that are having those issues. Oh, I'm so fatigued, I'm so tired. Did you do electrolytes? No, what's that? And it goes back to your earlier point. Figure this out and do some research before you start carnivore. Dr. Barry's got carnivore 101, carnivore mistakes videos. They're all free. Like, you don't, that's the craziest thing. You mentioned that earlier too.
You have to hold people's hands. You have to hold their hands and let them know where to go.
Yeah. When I started this and I was watching Dr. Barry, I'm like, what is this dude selling? There's no way. This is just, there's got to be a diet pill, something. I got to the end of watching like 1,000 of his videos. I'm like, he's not selling anything. Like, this is all free. Like, you just told me, just go eat meat. Eat a proper diet. Stop eating poisons and seed oils and sugar and eat meat. It's like free information. So
it's awesome. And it's there for the taking, to take it.
Change your life forever. Change Aaron's life, change my life. And I'm telling you, like, the amount of people, you just go to a family event, you got like 6 or 7 people telling you they started carnivore. I'm seeing it too. My mom's doing it. My stepdad's doing it. Both of my sisters, my wife's doing it now. The girls, but people that come into like our theater too, They're talking about it. It's trending now. If you go on Google Trends and you search for carnivore diet versus vegan diet, carnivore diet's going through the roof. So it is really spreading. So I guess we just keep encouraging people. What, yes. Erin, can you talk a little bit about your YouTube channel and what people can find there? And I'll have a link in the description below, but if you could tell us a little bit about that and maybe shout it out and anything else you want to shout out.
Okay. So yeah, my YouTube channel is Booby Goats. Basically what I do on there, I'll do carnivore updates. I'll do like taking care of my chickens, homesteading stuff. I try to garden, but I'm really, really bad at it. So I'm always cool if my chickens are just laying eggs because I can eat that. It's fine. I used to have goats, but we got a couple free goats and they taught all the other goats to get out. So we had to sell our goats so we wouldn't get in trouble with the neighbors, which is don't buy cheap goats. Anyway, I also do, I'm doing like sardine taste testings and stuff of different sardines just to see, like right now I'm looking for the best cheap sardine. Like if I wanted to do a 30-day sardine challenge, which seems tempting, but also not. Right. But I'm just looking for the best tasting one. And so far it's been like the Great Value brand at Walmart. They're pretty decent sardines. I also like, it's coming out though, a video of me tasting cod liver for the first time. So that was hard to find. I couldn't find it anywhere. I'm like in a little ho-dunk town. We just have like maybe a Walmart. So,
right.
So it's hard to find fun things. So I had to order that one off the internet. So if you want to get cod liver, you got to order it off the internet.
Good to know.
And then usually for now, what I'm doing for the past 30 days, which is amazing and mind-blowing to me, is that when I first started carnivore diet, I didn't know that I was oxalate dumping because I really wanted to just do exercising at the same time. And I was like, I'm gonna kick it. It's gonna be awesome. And I'm gonna lose so much weight. I could not do like a set of like reps or something. I forgot what I was doing, but it was somebody online. I usually watch them and it's like low impact cardio. So I'll do it because it's not getting on the floor and not getting back up off the floor. That's a thing. That's a mental thing with me and maybe a lot of people. And that's why they don't like to exercise because, you know, you got to get up off the floor. And I was like, well, let me try to do these exercise reps. And I could not. And it was so hard to do it. Now, fast forwarding, I just realized that it was probably oxalate dumping. Like, and I didn't even realize that because I was tired because of that. And it could, because I was like, well, it couldn't have been electrolytes because I was doing them like all the time, every day, just my allotment of electrolytes that I needed. And so now for the past, it might be 22 days, I've been doing 50 burpees every day and I've been recording it.
Nice.
And I was like, I don't know if it's changing or anything, but I'm getting really fast at it. Like my body composition, I don't think it's changing, but my daughter was like, yesterday when you showed me your muscle that you had, it was pretty awesome. So I was like, okay, well, maybe it is working.
That's pretty cool. That's one of the fun things with YouTube. You can do these little challenges or commitments and you're kind of stuck doing it. Kind of like how you said earlier, you get the element and you're like, I'll do another 30 days. You should get 30 days worth of sardines and you're going to be forced to like, well, I got to do it now. I got them kind of thing.
I got them. They're just sitting there.
Getting rid of the goat.
I can handle a hot sauce. So I could probably do it like hot sauce and mustard. I can do that on sardines and it's okay. Like, but I'm thinking about just going back to like, I did a poor man's lion diet last year for a week. And I was like, well, I did it wrong. And I should have done it for 2 weeks. And I should have stopped complaining about coffee because I've been drinking coffee since I was 10. So to give it up, well, I gave it up during pregnancy. So I thought it'd be easy. So giving it up that time, it was like, I was like, oh, I'm so dead. Why am I doing lion diet? But I'm thinking about doing it again for like 2 weeks because I'm feeling pretty confident that I could do it. And lately I've just been craving ground beef and just thick steaks. So I probably could do it.
Nice. You can do it totally. I always tell people if you're doing carnivore, it's not that big of a stretch to go to lion. I'm on day like 80, I think, of lion now. And the only reason I did it was I felt incredible on carnivore, but it was just like what you just said. I'm like, I just feel like I feel so much better when I'm getting fatty meat or ground beef, when I'm eating that beef. I'm like, let's try this for a couple days. And I did it. I'm like, I feel even better. Like, how could I feel better than what I was describing before? But I felt better than on carnivore. So I'm like, I'm just going to keep doing this. There's some people that just do lion diet for other reasons. But yeah, I'm on day 8. But I'm not like crazy strict. When we were in Alaska, I got some fresh salmon and I'm like, I'm going to definitely eat that. So
well, yeah.
I used to be so dogmatic. Like, I'm either all this or not. Now I ruined it. I'm like, whatever. I'm 95% lion. And if I get some fresh salmon out of a river, I'm going to eat it.
It's worth it. Yeah. Good omega-3s.
Oh, and it was some of the best. It was maybe because I've only been eating beef. I don't know. But having fresh salmon that wasn't frozen from Alaska, it was like some of the best food I've ever eaten. It was amazing. Totally worth it. That's awesome. So Aaron's YouTube channel is Booby Goats, which is very memorable. I'll have a link in the description below. This has been a lot of fun. I'm really glad you came on and shared your story. Is there anything else you want to shout out or mention before we wrap up?
I really don't have much, but just you guys share some kindness. It'd be awesome. And yeah, have a burger patty on me, but nice. I'm not buying it. So just eat one.
I love that. That's a good way to end it. That's how my buddy Bill ends it. Be kind to one another. It's good advice. So awesome. Thank you so much, Aaron. This has been a lot of fun. Everyone have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me.